Born in 1957 in Riyadh, Usama was the 17th son and one of the youngest of Muhammad bin Awad bin Laden's 54 children. He was the only son of his father's fourth wife, a Syrian from whom the elder bin Laden was later divorced. Muhammad eventually had 11 wives, though in accordance with Islamic law, never more than four at a time. As their fortunes multiplied, the bin Ladens became one of the kingdom's grand cosmopolitan families. Members settled in Britain and Switzerland and elsewhere to tend to business. Many vacationed abroad regularly. On September 11th, many family members were in the United States, Britain, and other Western countries. 12 lived in the Boston area alone. After the attacks, most of those in America were flown back to Saudi Arabia by the Saudi government. The rupture in their lives caused by Usama was said to be considerable. "The United States has been like a second home to many members of the family," one family member was quoted as saying in an interview from Saudi Arabia. Usama, by contrast, has never lived in the West and has seldom, if ever, visited it. According to one family acquaintance, he was the only son not sent abroad for schooling, though exactly why is not clear. His upbringing in Medina, Mecca, and Jeddah, surrounded by prominent westernized families, royal and otherwise, must have been strange. He would have been enveloped in a private world of sybaritic comfort whose member families spent substantial parts of the year in such places as London, the south of Spain, and California. Yet that world was a bubble, encased within the most thoroughly religious society on earth. Saudi Arabia has a police squad dedicated to dealing with religious infractions, the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice. And it metes out traditional Sharia punishments, such as death for adulterers and amputation for thieves. Saudi culture is saturated with references to the Quran and Islamic history. Prayer is widely observed at the call of the muezzin throughout the day, and compared with other countries, Saudi Arabia allows few foreign influences to seep through. At the same time, its business culture is one of the most corrupt in the world. Little moves in the country without help from hefty bribes, and the princes of the House of Saud who decide on government contracts are among the most practiced at the art of demanding kickbacks. Although Saudi Arabia had little poverty compared to the rest of the Arab world, the disparities of wealth are enormous, and there is widespread, if muted, criticism of the super-rich. Unlike his peers, Usama would have had no identity outside of Saudi Arabia, no sense of simultaneously being part of the Islamic world and the West. He would have had no insulation from the criticism of his class. At King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah, bin Laden studied economics and engineering. He would refer occasionally to this expertise, noting after September 11th, for example, that his training enabled him to make the best prediction in Al-Qaeda of the damage that would be caused by two Boeing 767s ripping into the Twin Towers. After receiving his degree, he worked for a time at the Saudi bin Laden Group. Business, however, was not to be his métier. The formative event of Usama's early 20s came with the jihad in Afghanistan. The conflict that followed the Soviet invasion of 1979 riveted the attention of the Muslim world, and both clerics and governments encouraged young men to take up arms against the communist invader. Many young Saudis flew to Pakistan to contribute funds and even to enter the fray, though usually briefly. Bin Laden began his involvement as any rich kid would, bringing useful supplies from the family business, in this case heavy construction vehicles that were used to dig trenches, bunkers, tunnels, and fortifications for the Afghan forces. Peshawar, the capital of Pakistan's northwest frontier province, is a short drive from the Khyber Pass into Afghanistan, and it served as command headquarters of the jihad. Bin Laden visited frequently, and it was here that he came to know Sheikh Abdullah Azam, the leading Islamic ideologist of the campaign against the Soviets. A West Bank Palestinian, Azam moved to Jordan after Israel's victory in the Six-Day War, studied at Al-Azhar in Egypt, and rose to be a professor of Islamic law at Abdulaziz University, where bin Laden may well have first met him. During his time in Egypt, Azam was influenced by the thinking of the Islamists there. he became a champion of Ibn Taymiyyah, about whom he wrote a book. Azan believed that jihad was the greatest obligation upon a Muslim after faith itself, and that it was the means for the reformation of mankind, that the truth may be made dominant and good propagated.